Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru.
All right.
The man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
Awesome, awesome. Dear God has blessed us one more time to be able to go live before you as I get all my devices up. I'm excited. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and I'm excited because WBSW Radio, the internet station, truly, truly have listeners and watchers in 31 countries. So we're so glad we can say we're number one. And we want you to be a part of this show. We're aired, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is aired on 1 o'clock on Tuesday. We try to work on that first and third Tuesday, but sometimes we go to second and fourth Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a variety of topics. See, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. See, it's all about our neighborhood and our block by block. See, we're a grassroots radio station, our internet station, and we're glad to come before you. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location, then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. You can check us out on the web link if you just want to watch the show. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Email the show. You have some things you want to share. You have some topics. You have some guests you would like to say, I'd like to hear as a guest on your show. And they can come before the show, regardless who they are. You have an opportunity. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. You can tweet the show. We have several Twitter accounts. That is WBSW_internet_talk_radio at the Smith Way Production. At Lorenzo D. Smith 15. On Instagram, we have a couple accounts you can check us out. And we want to expand it because we partner with several organizations, and we like to be a part of getting the word out. And we want to be interactive. You can share your thoughts on those Instagram accounts if you're following that Instagram account. We give a shout-out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, truly, truly out of Greenville, Alabama. Their Instagram account where they allow us to broadcast through WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. We broadcast all of our shows on Theta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And we thank those brothers for opening the door and let us be a part. Also, we have at President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith as another Instagram account, Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. So we're just truly, truly, truly excited because we have a chance to share with all of you in 31 countries. These are listeners and watchers. Now, if you want to check us out on Facebook, we're being broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. So we have all avenues. And also, we got the pleasure today to be on Anchors, where we are broadcasting so you can have an opportunity to hear it on the various outlets. We post these on LinkedIn, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, along with our other broadcasts that we do live. So we're trying to get the word out, and we're going to do. We also want to give back to you as loyal listeners and watchers the giveaways, WBSW Radio giveaways. If you want to register for it, you can do it by sending your name, along with your Cash App if you have one, or a PayPal account, Venmo, Zelle, or any other transactional means you have to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So we're real excited about it. Our title today is Wisdom is Better Than Strength. I want you to take an opportunity to just think about just that statement. Wisdom is better than strength. And you have to understand how you attain wisdom. How do you experience wisdom? You experience it by actually knowing what is wisdom. A lot of people can say that wisdom relates to your prior experience. Taking those prior experiences and actually using some measure to either improve it or just disregard it. And that's the thing you have to do about wisdom. See, when we talk about it in our culture, we can go back to the beginning of our ancestors, where wisdom and the individual who had the experience led a lot of our situations, led and had the ones that we as a younger individual went through, went to act to find out. So wisdom is gained through experience. So you have to truly learn how to move past the past. See, wisdom is all about you given the opportunity to gain something and then take it from there into the future or disregard it and leave it back in the past. See, wisdom is all about us living our lives committed with wisdom. And you can do that not only living our lives with a commitment to wisdom, faith, and purpose. And we have to understand what that really means. Faith truly brings pace, brings wisdom. Faith brings you life experiences. Faith allows you to experience prosperity. Faith allows you with the wisdom to experience peace. Faith is all about love. Faith is all about joy and blessing. See, we have to realize throughout our experience in life from a child and through our childhood to our adulthood, and we will encounter individuals or be a part of producing individuals to be impact in society. So through our wisdom, we should be able to share what we have experienced with those, in a lot of cases, our children, our relatives. See, and a lot of times, unknowns. The wisdom that we said bring about faith, prosperity, peace, love, joy, and blessing. That's what we're fighting for. That's what we're aiming at in our communities. So it's important that we focus on whether or not wisdom is better than strength. And that's our title. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Identify the last four digits of your cell. Then I'll ask for your location. Then you can join in the chat about wisdom is better than strength. As we was talking about what is wisdom, we have to keep in mind, wisdom is having the ability to self-love. And then being able to articulate or share that love with your family members. See, because you learn what love is and what love does, be willing to take that experience of where you said where you found out self-love but also received love from someone else and be able to share it with your family members, your friends, and romantic relationships. Wisdom plays a big part toward health. And people have to keep that in mind. The wisdom that We know allow us not to put ourselves in stressful situations. Stress is a true danger to health. So when you understand that you have wisdom, you must use that wisdom in a manner to help not only improve your life, but improve individual life around you. We had a show recently. It was talking about being able to recognize your gifts and your talent. And once you recognize your gifts and talent, sharing those gifts and talent with someone else. See, that's what we talk about, wisdom. Wisdom, because you went through the experience, you can share it with somebody. So the question in your mind, and we want you to think about it, is wisdom better than strength? Do you believe the faith and the purpose that you have in life that allows you to gain wisdom, is it better than the strength you see as the measure? Think about that for a second. See, the strength, the wisdom, see, when you got wisdom as a strength, it allows you the ability to take stock of life in a large term. See, that wisdom gives you to look way beyond what's happening today and begin to look toward what can happen in the future. See, wisdom in a way makes sense to oneself and others. Wisdom gives you that ability to be able to see those things. See, wisdom is the product of knowledge and experience. So we ask the question, is wisdom better than strength? Just from giving you that information. You can answer that and feel real comfortable that you know wisdom is the product of knowledge and experience. So if you in a position to understand that and articulate this to others, that you get the knowledge you gain through experience gives you wisdom. That's why in our culture for years, we always look to our elders because we know they have experienced more than we have. And they bring something different to the table. What they bring is an accumulation of information. So we have to always keep that in mind. Just that part, what is wisdom, begins to give you an understanding of our title. Wisdom is better than strength. You understand faith and purpose. You understand in your life, you're committed to sharing the wisdom that you have with others. You can't keep it to yourself. See, the way, and one of the things you may sit back and say, how did I gain wisdom? I just talked about the ability to take stock of life in a large term, in a way that makes sense to oneself and to others. It's the product of knowledge and experience. It is truly more than just getting a lot of information. It's experiencing things and taking that information and using that information to help oneself and others. And this is how you effectively gain wisdom. I'm going to give you some examples, and you can add whatever you want to add to it. Before we do that, we want to give a shout out to the Gwinnett Sigma, the brothers of the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brothers, for taking time. I'll let the brothers know in the Beta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, that we have the brothers checking us out. Also, a shout out to Dwayne T. Bogan. Thank you for joining us, Dwayne, for taking time. Effective ways to gain wisdom. Let's take time to look at it. First of all, get as much life experience as possible. So when you go through things in life, be able to notice not only on a piece of paper or any kind of device, but in your mind and your thoughts and your just back in that compartment that store all of the experience that you have. Get as much life experience as possible. Spend more time reading than watching media. Through the pandemic, one of the things that a lot of individuals I talk to, especially on this show, it was a challenge watching all what the media was putting out that could have been positive, could be negative. Spend time reading to gain knowledge so it increase your ability to gain wisdom. Allow yourself to make mistakes. See, everybody say, I don't want to make a mistake. I not only say that, allow yourself to make choices that might not be successful. The only way you can learn from those choices that was not successful is that you come to a point to assess it, and then if you experience it again, you may have a different way to approach it. Allow yourself to make choices that are not successful. Some people said mistakes. Own up to them when you do it. See, that's yourself toward gaining wisdom. Be able to say, I made the wrong choice in those circumstances. Because in another circumstance, it might be the right choice. You have to keep that in mind. You notice I didn't get stuck on mistakes. Because a lot of people spend a lot of time saying, I made a mistake, calling their family member mistake. They call everybody mistake. It's a choice based on your prior experience, based on the wisdom that you have. Listen more than you speak. One of the most important things in effective communication is that work on listening first and talking second. Work on your listening skills so you'll be able to hear what people are saying. And then you have a chance to respond to it. That means both people are putting their opinion in there. Develop critical thinking skills. It is important that you develop critical thinking skills. Think how this situation may have gone. I have this thing that I've been accustomed to using for years after years. Before I make a choice or decision, I call it an 8-second rule. That 8 seconds gives me a time, an opportunity when something happens, even though I need to respond quickly. In 8 seconds, I can go through enough scenarios so I can make the best choice. It might not be the right choice, but it might be the best choice for that situation. But I do that because it allows me to think about my prior experience in that 8 seconds and say, if I do this, what will be the result? Will the results work in my favor? That's almost like something you say, that may be hard to do in certain situations. It's called critical thinking. Some people don't even understand, or they may not see it as well. I'm not saying they don't understand. I'm going to just take that out of the picture. They have to take an opportunity to use something that's very simple. I don't know how many of you all are on watching and listening through all the devices, not just the ones that we have before you. There are others through the computer and many other things. Individuals used to use something many years ago. Many, many, many years. Some of us may have not been born, but I may have come through a phase of it when they call window shopping. See, window shopping helps you to make critical decisions about what you're going to purchase. See, you can't get to it right then. So, but you pass by and you admire it because you might do the window shopping when the doors of a store is closed. See, that's what it is in life. You have to be able to critically think about what decisions you want to make about your life based on your understanding, based on your standards, based on just what you have encountered in the past. That's what you have to do. So critical thinking skills is much needed. That is something that we are, I am a proponent of adding in our, not only in education, but in our life. Our young people have to be able to critically think about topics and make a decision based on their experience. That's what's important to the development of our young people. That is important to the development of adults. See, one thing about it, we always going to be gaining wisdom as long as we're on this earth. A child go back when they come out and first they cannot walk. They may be placed on a rug and they just lay there, moving, trying to move and can't move. Then they gain strength to try. And they begin to raise their knees up and their hands up and they crawl. We know they're not quite there, but they have experienced one step to the next. It's because of the experience of them just laying there trying to move. Now they're up on all fours. And all fours, they move. Well, we've got the guard with top of their knees and their hands. They're able to get to furniture and begin to grab and climb. That means they begin to stand up. And eventually, they'll be and have confidence to pull themselves up. When they pull themselves up, they stand up and look around with their hands still supporting them. But they have been through some experience of wisdom. Then they might feel, after many days of pulling themselves up on whatever furniture you have at home, and they'll turn and they'll take a step. And they'll fall. But you know what they'll do? They'll turn around and grab the thing that gave them the confidence to take that first step is what was able to pull them up. They use furniture or whatever. Then next time they may turn around because of that experience they had, because they might not balance themselves. Then you see them, they turn and balance themselves on the furniture. Then they begin to turn and they're still balancing themselves. Come on, we all have crawled before we walk. And then they turn and all of a sudden they take a step. Then they take another step. And we as parents all went through that. That was our ability to put things in the right perspective. And it was to the point where we said critical thinking. We have to think a way that we can do this crawl to walk things. And then they start taking more steps. They get so excited because they had accomplished the task, they begin to get a little trot on. They start running. And then next thing they know, they may fall again. But you know, from that point on, they don't need what? They don't need to reach and grab anything to pull them up. They now know how to push themselves up. Look at God. Look at the wisdom that we learn from going through each step in life. But it takes the idea of critical thinking. They were thinking, you think they don't know anything. Children of all ages are impressionable. And they come with a blessing from God to be able to think critically. And they go through, then after they learn, they can run a little bit. Once the confidence grows from the wisdom they experience through those steps, they're constantly, and you can amen me or put a thumbs up or send a heart up. When children learn how to walk and run, all they do in the house is run all the time. Now, if you had experienced that with a child, and some people, they do this all the way up to probably about 8, 7, 8, 9 years old. They run everywhere they go instead of walking. You got to grab their hands before when you go outside, because they will keep running. You see what God will do. He put them in the right frame of mind. It was through faith and the purpose he had for them. See, God has a plan for all of us. See, some people don't want to hear this, but this is what it's all about. I believe that God has a plan for all of us. He put us in a position through all the things we experience. It gives us wisdom. It don't matter how strong you are, but the strength of wisdom is something you need to focus on. Please focus on the strength of wisdom. We're talking about wisdom is better than strength. I didn't say that strength is better than wisdom. I said focus on the strength of wisdom, going through the ability to gain knowledge as well as experience. See, that's how you strengthen your wisdom. So we're putting this together. We're going to put this thing together right here. The next thing when we talk about ways to gain wisdom is keep a neutral, come on now, open mind to allow wisdom to flourish. See, people don't quite understand that. Keep truly an open mind because it allows whatever you would experience to grow and flourish inside of you. See, that's what we're talking about. Wisdom is better than strength. You know, it's just like we compare when we talk about that the hair and the turtle. We talk about getting to a point quicker and faster. Is it better to get to it quicker? It's better to get there in a manner where you can learn through the process. And we always hear that story about how the hair just runs and be gone and turtle just slowly crawling. But in the process of his growth, he's gaining wisdom and experience. Because he's going through the process of looking at everything around. And he's looking at it, and now he's critically thinking about it. How, you know, if I come this way again, I'll know how to handle this. So let's think about it in that manner. So we ask the question, why is it better to be wise? Now, individuals on here, that's checking me out. You're in the sound of my voice. You ask yourself that question. Is it better to be wise? Is it better to be wise? Think about you as a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old. And I'm saying think about it if you're a mature person of wisdom. Think about how you react to things as a 20-year-old. You 21 and you're an adult. You really, truly don't act the same way now because you are wise. So you answer the question, why is it better to be wise? We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, location here, you can chat with Dr. Lorenza B. Smith with the title we have today, Wisdom is Better Than Strength. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we ask you that question. Can you answer that question? You have an opportunity to type in if you want to. Why is better to be wise? See, if you're wise, in life, you make wise decisions. See, you keep your immediate needs in mind when you make that decision, along with holding a long-term perspective. That's what wise people do. No matter what it is, in relationship, in finance, and health. Can we talk about our well-being? It is better to be a wise person in regards to your well-being. You said, what are you? You may already know the well-being, but let me share with the ones that might not be aware of the well-being that you need to focus on. If you're wise in those well-being, you will be very, very successful in everything you do. Even if you don't make the right choice sometimes. See, the first well-being we always have to try to work hard on is our mental well-being. And that comes with making wise decisions. It comes along with exactly what I just shared with you. See, you focus on making wise decisions. You focus on keeping your immediate needs in mind. See, you don't, your mental capacity is determined about your self-well-being. The next thing, emotions. See, even emotions require you to make wise decisions. And you focus on your immediate needs, along with holding a long-term perspective. The next well-being is physical. We think we make wise decisions because before we start to even exercise, the wise decision is to go to the doctor, get yourself checked out, to see if you're in a position to exercise. Because what you want to keep in mind, you're trying to meet your needs, which is your health, along with your long-term perspective. But I always tell individuals, even have a doctoral degree in a sports management area, along with leadership. The only thing that defeats all your workout and you will never be able to accomplish is time. No matter how much you work out, time will always take advantage of that. Even the most muscular, the most fit people, time can take its toll. The old saying that gravity comes along the process of a time situation, what goes up must come down. So how you were when you was 20 in your body is not the same when you're 50. Because gravity pulls things down. No matter how much you go work out, how much surgery you have, gravity will pull things down. What's your ultimate goal is you want to make sure physically fit based on meeting the medical needs and addressing that disease. That's what you have to make sure. The next thing is spiritual well-being. See, we have to understand we have to be wise and make wise decisions as well. The Bible is not something man knows. The Bible is God's word. And you read it. And you make decisions based on what you're reading. Do not allow individuals to interpret it as this. They are personal situation. The word is there. And I was reading an article the other day about some research. There was a survey done in the year 2010, and it was stating that over 90% of individuals in this country are Christians. However, the poll was taken in 2020 and 2021. And that poll says that it has dropped 9%. So it's down to 88%. What is going on? spiritual well-being. The next one is financial well-being. You must make wise decisions financially. I don't care how you come about getting the finance. Maybe heir. You may be an heiress. You may receive money. You may work. You may be able to invest. But you have to make wise decisions. So with the understanding that sometimes the choices you make financially may not always work out the way you want. Your well-being is truly needed. You need to be mature and emphasize in all your well-being. I always say on the relationship show, I always say on the love cafe, is that if you meet someone and they're lacking in one of the well-being, they may not be one for you. And I don't want you to ever walk away and think this, because you may be not as strong in one well-being, don't mean you have to satisfy, be satisfied with somebody that might be in the same position as you. You want to always reach out. So if you're lacking in the spiritual aspect, the spiritual well-being, you can strengthen that. If you're lacking in the financial well-being, I heard this saying recently, keep them married up. If you're not marrying up, you're not being successful. You don't truly, truly understand when someone says married up. They all about that. Married up in that saying that the person is mature in fourth well-being, I mentioned out of five. You will get somebody that's in all five. You should be striving to be all five and have maturity in all five. That's wise. One more additional thing about being is wise. Is it better to be wise? Wisdom allows you to make better contributions to your family, to your community, by balancing your needs and boundaries with those of others. That's what wisdom allows you to do. That's why. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Ask location. So we're going to talk about wisdom is better than strength. I want to give a shout out to individuals that are joining since I last gave a shout out about those people, those individuals on the line, those listeners and watchers. I give a shout out to BJ Jefferson. Thank you, BJ, out of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this at this time of the day. I call it the noonish of where beyond noon. Then I want to give a shout out, and I'll call them up, our co-host, Lisa Levine. Leslie Levine. Thank you, Leslie, for taking time. I'll have to hold it down up there in Cleveland, Ohio. Make it do what it is. Thank you so much. Let's move forward to looking at what is the value of wisdom. See, we have to ask these questions and give you a sense of answers that may relate to, and you can form your own decision about what you believe it is. But we just want to share some thoughts with you. What is the value of wisdom? When I think about the value of wisdom for me, if having wisdom allows me to make choices that can help contribute to my well-being, you may see it different. See, wisdom makes it possessive, happy. I mean, the person that's possessing wisdom, happy, wise, to the point where it allows you to be provided with contentment, joy, and peace. I talk about it on the Love Cafe all the time and in relationships. I am truly, truly a spiritual person, minister. And I truly share with individuals that God smiles when he sees joy in your heart. There's many songs I know I learned as a child. Joy, joy, joy. Joy down in my heart. And there are things that I've heard from people of wisdom that I say now because I have begun to understand. It doesn't matter what you encounter throughout the day and the night. When you go back to the 23rd Psalm, the 23rd Psalm, I always try to relate this to this, is that God said, he's going to lie you down in the green path. That means he's going to lie you down in your bed or wherever you may be so you can sleep and he can work on your heart and your soul. See, he don't work on your body. He works on your heart and soul. And the thing they always said, if he blessed you to wake up in the morning like you did this morning, no matter what you went through yesterday and last night, joy comes in the morning. And you ask yourself, the value of wisdom. The value of wisdom provides you with contentment. It provides you with a pleasing smile from our Lord and Savior, which is joy and peace. So that's coming from your inner self. So we sell our relationship along with our love talk show. That is that if you have joy, love, peace in your life, our Lord and Savior is smiling down on you. But it also tells you you have wisdom. That's what it's all about. See, wisdom provides you those things. And can't nobody take it away. You know, there's a saying that we say when we're going through life and in relationships and life, we talk about, do people make you happy? Even in a relationship, the question asks, are you happy? You tell them that in others, you know, if you smile, and I know you are genuine, I can see, I'll feel happy. But the next question in that relationship I want you to really ask, and this will be pleasing to the Lord. Are you joyful? See, if you say I'm joyful, that means God is smiling down on you. He has put joy in your heart. So your heart brings about peace, love, and joy. It's so amazing we can add contentment. Last night on our show, our co-host, that is Lisa Levine, Scarlett and Harry Black, one of the things came out is about how observing people that have joy in their heart. See, one thing about God, when people around you have joy in their heart, got peace in their heart, and love in their heart, he'll stop you in your tracks and let you observe his work. Because it's not their work. It's his work. And I want you to keep that in mind. That's why he values you understanding wisdom. He wants you to understand that through the Bible. See, the Bible talks about strength and wisdom. See, the Bible says that strength is being strong and having courage. Do not fear and be in dread of others. See, the Bible says, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. See, that's what we're talking about, having belief and strength of wisdom. See, he never forsake you. I didn't say wisdom is better than strength. I said the strength of wisdom is where the Bible says that you have to trust in him and believe in him. And value your experience spiritually to the point where God will never leave you or forsake you. And we have to understand that that leads us to get to when we say strength of wisdom. We can answer that question as we get ready to close this show out. Discuss why wisdom is better than strength. That was the title. So first of all, these three things you need to be able to observe and come to conclusion. And this was Solomon did. Solomon said, wisdom is better than strength, because he says strength and power won and weaken over time, but wisdom doesn't. Come on now, I want you to understand that. All the strength and power you have will won, weaken, subside, might go away in time, but wisdom doesn't. Because wisdom is based on you being wise through experience, the knowledge that you gain, to the point where you're able to look at things through those experiences and come back and do the right thing. The next thing is say, pay more attention to calm words from wise people. We have to keep that in mind. And if you want to listen for those words of calming from wise people that calms you down, and those words of wisdom is gentle. Come on now. Peaceable. Willing to yield without parley. Hypocrisies. I want you to think about that. Yeah, that word has been plastered throughout. If you keep up with some of the things that goes on in our government, hypocrisy. How can you criticize someone else when you're doing the same thing? Just think about it. Wise people give you calm words. Wise people don't stroke hate. Wise people don't try to talk down to you. Wise people don't hurt you. Wise people don't humiliate you. Wise people don't abuse you. They're going to be able to be there for you. See, when you fall, they're there for you. Because of the wiseness, and they're in touch with our Lord and Savior through their inner self. See, you can see people that calm and care. You have to always remember that. And the next thing we want to share with you, wisdom is better than the weapons of war. I'm going to say it again. Wisdom is better than the weapon of war. I don't know whether or not you all have an opportunity to go back and look at all the wars we've been through. And because I'm a history major, minor as well. And I looked at some of the great wars, no matter from the beginning of time. If you know the person that the leader is, the person of wisdom, they're always sitting back, coming up with the way they can attack the enemy. See, we got to be careful that we don't allow our guards to fall down. We let our guard down, meaning that we allow our heart and our soul to be trampled by others. That way, we'll open it up and leave it where the devil will get in. So you have to be kind of careful. The leader always sit back and watch, and all the soldiers, or whatever it may be the one that go and attack. He'll always bring them in because they want their weapon of war, which is wisdom, back, because there will be other where they have to make decisions for the future based on their experience. We always have to keep, for example, let's go back to powerful kings who surrounded, blockade the town, was outsmarted. See, people got to remember, by the poor and wise person. You know why? Because when you were so aggressive, the poor and the wise use their wisdom. We're going to let them come to us. We cannot master. We cannot outbeat them. We can't outdo that. But we can wait for them and put our powers together. And then we are stronger as one. I'm asking that of ours. Look at today. Let's become one. You know, I played last night Dr. King's speech, I Have a Dream. I have a dream that one day we will come together and not be divided. We have to come together. We'll be wise. We have to listen to the calm words of the wise one. It's better to be wise than to be smart. I want you to keep that in mind. And the last thing is, when we're talking about wisdom better than strength, the reason wisdom is better than strength is that wisdom will always tell you what to do before you do. I tied that up when I was talking about critical thinking. I used that 8-second rule in my life. I used to remember when I was a principal, students had to go toe-to-toe, be out there fighting up right into the office, and I always have them come sit there right there by each other. But the one thing about children, a lot of times their peers put them up, and they'll be the ones to manipulate them and go out there and do it. Once they get through, they go down, they'll sit down like they're supposed to, and they won't have no problem unless one of them starts talking again. But I always used to have them brought to my office, and outside let them sit there. And then when I bring them to my office, tell them before they want to tell me their story, I say, I want you to take 8 seconds to think about it. You know what 8 seconds allows you to do? No matter how mad you are, it allows you to calm down. If you're in your home with your spouse or with your children, take 8 seconds to think about it. When you do that, you become wise. It allows you the ability to make a decision before you do something. The old saying, as I said, by the hare and the turtle, running fast in a race does not make you the winner. Taking time to think about what you're about to do allows you to come up with a decision before you do. But we want you to add something else today. But running in a right direction and finishing the race makes you a winner. Last thing I want you to do, also keep in mind, get knowledge above all. Long we get understanding. Wisdom is better than strength. And those last statements I just made, something you want to accept. Get knowledge and experience above all will allow you to have an understanding. It's been awesome coming for you today. I'm so glad I had that opportunity. Truly thank each and every one of you all. Dwayne Holden, thank you for joining us, along with Jacqueline Davidson, thank you, Jacqueline Davidson, DJ Jefferson, Leslie Levine, Gwinnett Sigma, Phi Beta Sigma Incorporated. Michael Taylor just joined us. Thank you, Michael, for joining us. And as we close out, our title again is Wisdom is Better Than Strength. As I said, I'm going to leave this with you, and I want you to hold on to this because I think it's important. This is a full, little short statement, a group of statements, and that's important. Wisdom will always tell you what to do before you do it. Running fast in a race does not make you the winner. But running in the right direction and finishing the race makes you a winner. The last thing, get knowledge above all, along with experience. It gives you the opportunity to understand life. Truly, I want to tell each and every one I love you. Thank you for joining us at this 1 o'clock hour, 2 o'clock where you may be. And if you're out on the West Coast, it was 11 o'clock. Thank you so much for taking time. It's from my heart. I want you to truly know I truly love you for taking time to be a part of this. And I'm excited. We have a show on tomorrow night, which is Talking Sports Plus Prime Time at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're very excited because one of our co-hosts on our talk show, our sports talk show, just received the promotion to essentially become the head coach of a varsity boys basketball team in the city of Montgomery, Alabama. That's Coach Lauren D. Smith. And what's so exciting about that, she's the fourth in the history of Montgomery Public School Athletics female to be hired at the position of a head varsity basketball coach at a middle school. Previously was two at high school, and now she's the second middle school varsity boys head coach at Bellingground Middle Charter School. Congratulations to our co-host, Coach Laura D. Smith. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and we want to give her a shout-out. And she was calling the other day, Dad, I'm excited about getting this position. You know, as I say, Dad, Laura's my daughter, and I'm proud to know that she's accomplishing so many tasks. She's making history. Some of you may not see it, but that is something. It's a trend that's happening. Montgomery took a step 3 years ago and made the first varsity high school female as the boys' head coach. It came back. Two years later, which the third year, and made another young lady the head varsity boys basketball coach. And at the school that my daughter worked at, the young lady, Coach Powell, was the varsity boys basketball coach that makes three in history. And number four now, where my daughter, proud of her, I'm talking because I'm excited. She was the girls' head basketball coach at that school, but she moved to the charter school program, where they have a conversion charter school. School that was already there, they converted to charter school at Bellingham Middle Charter School, and she is now named the head 8th grade, which is the varsity program for middle school, boys basketball coach. She's the fourth female to be named a head coach of a boys basketball program in the history of Montgomery Public School Athletics. Congratulations, Coach Smith. Keep doing what you're doing. And as we close out, hashtag responsible, because we're already at 2 o'clock, hashtag responsible, along with hashtag keep grinding, keep on grinding. I got tongue tied for that one. That one, that's a special one now. Keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag it's a mindset. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag, as my co-host and host of one of my shows that we work together as hosts, Lisa Levine, we got this. I'll give you credit for that one. Hashtag, we got this. And as we close out, I always tell everybody that I truly love you. There's nothing really you can do about it, but I like to be emphatic when I say it because it needs to be said in an emphatic way. And I'm going to say it that way as we close out. It's been awesome being here with you. And check us out tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 a.m. Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We're going to be talking about historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. And as we close out, I want to tell you, I really, really feel this from my heart. God has blessed me. And one more thing before I do say this. On the 27th of September will be our five-year anniversary. 5 years, people. We've been doing this for 5 years. We started off with one show, which was our sports show, Sports Talk Show, and now we have 9 shows. We're heard in 31 countries. We have a large list of listeners and watchers. I'm so glad to have the opportunity for our anniversary on the 27th of this month. It's a happy five-year anniversary for the Smithway Production, now which is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We are number one. I want to let everybody know, thank you, thank you, thank you, and I love you. And as we close out, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening, and we will be talking with you a little later. We're going to make it do what it do. Bye.